This recording, Brazil 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her with a cloth, laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hide and seek, tic-tac-toe, tag. There is a Brazilian game that is called Betsy. I don't know where it came from, where this name came from, but it was a game with like 2 balls and 2 sticks, and the goal was to hit the ball, but not in, like in baseball that you hit it up here, it's down here. Yeah. Jumping rope too. I was not very good. Totally. I usually dream nowadays, I dream that I'm in Brazil and I cannot come back here. Like I'm stuck there for some reason, like either I cannot find a plane or my husband doesn't want to come back with me, or I get stuck in immigration, like they don't allow me to come in. That's that's my nightmare. A friend in common introduced us. She was a dancer and she was my friend and his friend, and she introduced us. "You are the oldest, like I am." That happens like every day. If something is broken at the house, it's the oldest, always. I think it would be a drop of water in the ocean, because that would allow me to travel far and get to know many different places and many different people, in both like the sky and under the seas, like the creatures that live there, live there in the birds, in land, in sea at the same time. So I think it would be a drop of water in the ocean. I don't know if that answers the question, but yeah.
Nasci no Brasil no dia 20 de outubro de 1983. Eu gosto de pensar que eu nasci na primavera por uma razão e que fui recebida como um adorno para minha família. Entretanto, nos Estados Unidos, eu nasci no outono, quando as folhas caem e tudo se renova. Duas estações que eu gosto muito.